The Arkansas Philharmonic Orchestra will present a very American concert tomorrow night at the Arend Art Center in Bentonville. At the heart of the program is George Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue. Yuni Han, guest artist, will be at the piano for the performance. Yesterday, she came to the Furman Garner Performance Studio to talk about returning to Arkansas. She won the Fulbright Concerto competition in 2011, and here's more with Kyle.
Welcome back to Northwest Arkansas.
Oh, thank you.
You were here in 2011, right?
Right.
That was
last year as well. Right.
When you were here in 2011, it was part of the Fulbright piano competition.
Right.
Which you took first place.
Yes.
And the Audience Award.
Yes.
What do you remember from that competition?
I stayed with very, very nice host. And he lived alone, and he didn't mind. I practiced, you know, after midnight, Prokofiev, Shostakovich.
You would practice after midnight?
Yes.
Is that your preferred time, or was that just how the schedule allowed?
No, you know, nobody was at the house, and he had a beautiful piano. And I just enjoyed, because I live in New York. And after 8 p.m., I cannot practice.
Because of neighbors?
Yes, yes. And I live in a tiny apartment. And
so
I took advantage.
So that must have been liberating.
Yes, yes, it was.
In your New York apartment, you do have a piano.
I do. Well, you know, it's a very, very tiny apartment. I have a piano, grand piano, a bed, and a desk. So in home, you know, I only have three options: sleep, practice, or study.
I'm sure it's much more entertaining than you just made it sound.
Right. Well, I love being, you know, anywhere, Arkansas or Mississippi or those states has, you know, large land and beautiful homes, large homes that, well, I can cook and I don't have to smell for the same food, you know, for 3 days. If I cook in my apartment, I have to smell for that for 3-4 days.
What's your specialty? What do you like to cook?
Oh, Southern food.
Really?
Yes.
Now, when you first came to the United States, you came to Mississippi, correct?
No, I came to New York, but I have host family in Mississippi. That how we met was that I was playing with Mississippi Symphony, and they put me with very nice host family. And, well, my host mom has three sons, and she always wanted to have a daughter. So we clicked instantly. And we both love cooking. Only difference is that I try to steam everything, and she tries to fry everything and convince me fry is more healthier.
So you took to cooking Southern food?
Yes. We enjoy it very much. And, well, they call me Korean daughter, and their sons call me Korean sister. Yes.
Okra, can you?
Fried okra?
Yeah.
Oh, I like it too.
Okay. All right. You began playing the piano at a very young age, correct?
Yes.
I think you were in competitions by the time you were in your early teens.
Yes, yes. But, you know, I came from Korea, and most kids start when they're three. Wow. We have a tiger moms.
I mean, I know that's the stereotype. That's.
Yeah.
What is... Being in competitions at that young age, is it nerve-wracking, or is it just something you do?
Well, you do what your mom say so.
Yeah. But you must, I mean, for many young people, wherever they are in the world, if their mom or dad wants them to do something that much, they kind of rebel and may grow not to like doing it.
Ooh, not in Asia.
Oh, okay. That's not an option. But you love the piano.
I did. I started when I was three, and we had a piano, and both my mom and dad at work. So I had, you know, piano and me at home. And it was my toy, you know, like it has 88 keys and make different sound. So I get, you know, interested naturally.
You have played throughout Asia, throughout Europe, throughout North America. You've played in South America, Brazil. You've played at Alice Tully Hall. You've played at the Lincoln Center. It's been an amazing career so far, hasn't it?
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And now in Arkansas.
And now again in Arkansas. Is it true, Stephen Bias, the conductor from the Arkansas Philharmonic Orchestra, told me that this will be your public debut of Rhapsody in Blue. Is that true?
Yes. I've actually played once in Fort Smith with Fort Smith Symphony. But yes, it's only my second time.
Second time.
I am excited and also afraid of it. Because, afraid.
Well, it's an unusual work, right? I mean,
it is. It's, you know, I would say it's most beloved and popular American music. Maybe most famous piece of 20th century American music history. Well, because it's so well known, I am afraid that people will sing along at the concert. No.
Now, as you and I talk on Thursday morning, Stephen Bias still hasn't arrived in from Florida. So when is the first rehearsal that you and the Arkansas Philharmonic and Stephen will all be together?
That'll be tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night?
Yes, and then we play concert day after.
So 24 hours beforehand.
That's right.
But that's not unusual, is it, for a traveling artist?
Yeah, sometimes, you know, there's airplane delays, and I don't get to rehearse with orchestra and go on stage, just meeting conductor beforehand and go on stage. Or sometimes, you know, anything could happen sometimes. Your dress doesn't arrive. You lose your luggage, and you have to go with your jeans and flat shoes and no makeup.
Well, you know, if there are certain musicians, cellists, violinists, who travel with their instrument, so they know their instrument very well.
Right.
Obviously, you can't take your grand piano plane. Is that a disadvantage? Because you're always playing a different instrument, whether it be Tupelo, London,
right,
or Bentonville?
That's true. Well, yes, this advantage, part of it, because you don't try. It's not your own instrument that you're used to. And, well, advantage is that you don't have to worry about losing your instrument.
Well, that's true. No one's going to damage it.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, would you, we have, now you're a Steinway artist.
Yes, I am.
And we have a Steinway here, the Mary Baker Rumsey Piano. Would you mind playing something?
Maybe I play, well, let's see, what should I play?
I'm not going to tell you what, you play whatever you'd like.
Okay. Well, I could play a tune from Gershwin Rhapsody in Blue or something else. Let's see. Well, it's early morning and I haven't warmed up. But.
And take your time.
But I've been playing the piano last 20 years, so I guess I could do that.
Right. Right. Well, take your time and you can and play whatever you'd like.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any place that you haven't played yet that you would like to play?
Well, I have played in Korea, but I'd like to play there again. Yes, and invite all my family, and that'll be nice.
And if you could have one, because you've got a very small apartment and you like to cook, so I imagine you can't have a lot of cooking utensils in this small apartment, especially if you're sharing it with a bed.
Oh, I do.
Piano. You do?
I keep it under my bed.
I guess real estate in New York makes you be very creative, doesn't it?
Right. And I put it under my piano. It makes a good soundproof system.
So there are spatulas under the grand stand?
That's right.
That's great. The concert is 7:30.
Right.
Saturday night. And then you will, you've played the Rhapsody once in Fort Smith. You'll play it in Bentonville Saturday night. And then you're also scheduled to do it in Tupelo.
That's right.
Later
with
in the
Stephen
spring.
Baez. Yeah. Yeah, same conductor. And, well, as I said, I have my host family, a big host family. They probably have 30 to 50 family members.
Oh, wow.
They are going to rent a bus from Mississippi Jackson and come to Tupelo.
Wow. That will be a sold-out concert.
Yes.
And people can find out more about you and hear some of you playing Beethoven at your website as well, right?
That's right. Yes.
Which is just...
Yes, Beethoven Sonata.
And unihon.com.
That's right.
Thank you so much for coming back to Northwest Arkansas.
Thank you.
And next time you come back to play, you're invited to come back.
Thank you so much.
Unihon is the guest artist for tomorrow night's Arkansas Philharmonic Orchestra concert at Arend Art Center in Bentonville. You can learn more at arkansasphilharmonic.org.